Joining me here today on Robinhood Radio is Craig Davis, co-founder of East Mountain House, which is an end-of-life care home located in Lakeville, Connecticut. Welcome to Robinhood Radio.
Yes, Mike. Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
You're having a movie showing at the Movie House in Mellerton on Thursday, March 5th at 6 p.m.
We're sponsoring a film at the Movie House. It's really, the objective is a community get-together. The film is free, but one has to register beforehand. And it's an Academy Award-winning documentary nominee. The Academy Awards are March 15th. And the name of the movie is Come See Me in the Good Light, which is primarily about a poet, Andrea Gibson. 2022 received a terminal ovarian cancer diagnosis. A well-known poet laureate in Colorado, edgy, political activist, LGBT. But when she received the diagnosis, her poetry turned. It turned to love and humility, raw honesty, really what the film is about. As I've mentioned before, from my perspective, we're living until we're not. So a terminal diagnosis, but in that period of time, in that life, tremendous joy, tremendous pain, tremendous intimacy. So it's an opportunity for us to get together and celebrate what I call the heart of the matter.
Yeah, and that's what the movie is really pointing out, an attitude, if you will, when you get a diagnosis that says, guess what, here's your timeline, and how, you know, how to handle it in a good way, I would say.
Well, it's interesting when you say a good way. I struggle with this. I've been struggling with this for a long time. We all have our own individual way, and my good way may not be your good way, but let's hold hands and make certain that no one dies alone, and let's make certain that there's presence and compassion at the bedside at death.
Now, after the film, you're going to have a Q&A. Who are the folks involved with the Q&A?
Sure, my co-founder. Her name is Kevi Bedell. Kevi and I have been conspiring. I use that word kiddingly. We've been dreaming about this for about 10 years, 3 years of hard work. So Kevi's our co-founder and board member, and she'll be accompanying me in a Q&A. And again, it's a celebration. Hopefully we're going to have some fun.
And this is taking place again on Thursday, March 5th at 6 p.m. at the Movie House in Mellerton, New York. Now, if you want to attend, this is a free event, by the way, so anyone who wants to attend is welcome to. All you have to do is go and register on themoviehouse.net.
It's a little trickier, Mike. So one has to scroll a little bit and find our event, which is, again, Come See Me in the Good Light. And scroll down to the bottom. On the bottom right, there's a little caption that says buy tickets. So you click there, except there's nothing to buy. Bring a friend.
Your organization, as you have described it, is end-of-life care home, is an end-of-life care home. Can we briefly talk about what that organization provides to someone once they are in the position of knowing that their death is imminent?
When we say end-of-life care home, we're a home. We're not a medical facility. We're not an institution. I'm not knocking nursing homes. I'm not knocking hospitals. They're necessary. But for many people, dying at home is a challenge. And we're providing an alternative where people, we're calling them guests, receive 24/7 care from our providers who are extraordinarily talented and compassionate in dealing with folks at the end of their life. And we have about 30 volunteers at this point. The volunteers, the duties range in scope from reading and Reiki and sound bath to sitting vigil at the bedside at 3 a.m. and holding a hand. So we offer an alternative, pay as you can. We're not letting finances get in the way of dying at East Mountain House. If you have the ability to pay, please do. And if you don't, we're community supported.
Again, we're talking with Craig Davis, who is co-founder of the East Mountain House, located in Lakeville, Connecticut. On Thursday evening, March 5th, they are giving a free screening of the movie Come See Me in the Good Light. And then they'll have a question and answer session after that. East Mountain House is an end-of-life care home. So if you're interested in learning more about that or seeing the story of someone who has experienced the idea of a terminal illness and now has to face that and confront it, this would be a good movie for you. And then you'll have folks there to talk with you about that experience and about what they do.
And thank you for what you do, Mike, and for inviting the conversation today.